Well, they mostly were galvanized, yes, metal.
What do you call it? Bucket.
Uh-huh.
And he said, put your garbage in garbage.
Cans. Garbage cans. That's what we use, most of them, just like they do in the cities. We have one.
You fry eggs in a
skillet, or let's see.
An electric skillet.
Yeah, skillet is, I guess, the proper name for that.
And if you used to cook up soap, you'd cook it up outside in a great big heavy
kettle. Cauldron, one or the other. Kettle, usually the common name.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you want got some flowers out back. If you say you were growing some flowers, you'd go out. What would you do to get them? Did you say you cut them or pick them? Or
well,
pluck them
pick
or?
Is more commonly used.
And you bring them inside and you put them in a pretty...
A vase.
And after you eat a meal, you look at the table and say, it looks like we're going to have to, let's get it over with right now. Let's...
You got to clear up the table and wash dishes. That wash dishes, I think the thing you'd get
at. And after you see you wash them, you get soap on them, and you gotta get the soap off. You might say the wife...
we rinse them.
And so she
wiped them with a towel, a regular dish towel.
But you might say I rinse them, or she...
Dries
or
them.
Same word, she rinses.
He rinses.
And what's the piece of cloth that you use to wash them with? What do you call a piece of cloth?
Well, dish cloth, dish rag. More commonly used, I think.
And when you wipe them, you use a what kind
dish,
of cloth?
What we call a dish towel.
Okay, and when you wash your face and you dry your face with a what?
Face cloth. Or towel, of course. Dry it with a towel, yes.
You turn on the water in the sink, you turn on the
faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider, you'd turn on the...
They might call it a spigot, but it's the same thing.
But you never call spigot in the sink?
No.
Or faucet on the barrel?
No, hardly ever. Well, that's been spoken of, like on a barrel, but...
If you had some liquid and you wanted to pour it in a bottle, the bottle had a narrow opening, you better get a
funnel.
And you want the horses to go faster, you might use your
whip.
Pardon my...
That day's out now, though.
You wouldn't call that a gad, or a goad, or a hickory?
Well, they do sometimes. I've heard it called a gad, yeah. But
you didn't use it.
So. The day of the horses is about done with. Mm-hmm. Around these parts, anyway.
You go to a grocery store and buy some groceries. He might put them in a box, but he might put them in a paper
bag.
And if you bought 100 pounds of flour, it would probably be in a cloth
bag. Or a sack, whichever you want to call it. And we usually speak about a sack of flour more than a bag of flour.
Mm-hmm. And if you had 100 pounds of potatoes, they'd probably be in a...
Well, they'd be in a bag.
100-pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
Would be made out of any kind of material.
Well, we call those gurney sacks. Mm-hmm. Gurney, now what that gurney might be the proper word, isn't it? Gurney? We always spoke of as gurney sacks, but I think it's gurney if you just get it right down to the dictionary.
Might be. I never heard gurney before. But I've got it down there. We never surprised at what we hear. you had cider, it would probably be in a big wooden
barrel.
And you're carrying a quantity of wood like this. Somebody might say, well, that's quite a...
Armload. Armful or something like that.
You wouldn't say quite a turn?
No.
Not a turn. Okay.
I carried many one of them myself.
If you had a wagon and you didn't have a full load on it, just had part of a load on it, somebody might say, you don't have a full load, you just have a
jag.